With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Expanding the war in Ukraine, North Korean troops have joined Russia's fight, according to NATO. The alliance says some North Koreans have already deployed to Ukraine's Kursk region. And it appears that Russian forces have thwarted an attempt at another cross-border offensive by Ukraine.
The attempted incursion comes months after Kyiv staged a bold assault on its nuclear-armed enemy that Moscow is still struggling to halt. A Russian governor said what he described as an armed group tried to breach the border between Ukraine and Russia's Bryansk region. He did not clarify whether Ukrainian soldiers carried out the alleged attack, but claimed that the situation was stable and under control by the Russian military. There was no immediate acknowledgement or response from Ukrainian officials. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, with millions already having voted, the presidential hopefuls working hard to win the hearts and minds of those who have yet to cast a ballot. Donald Trump rallying at New York's Madison Square Garden.
The rally attracted thousands of people both inside and outside the iconic arena as the former president took aim at his opponent.
On issue after issue, Kamala broke it, but I will fix it.
Trump also offered a new proposal, a tax credit for family caregivers. However, the event was not without controversy. Some of the program's speakers crudely insulted Harris, and one comedian described the American territory of Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage. Greg Clugston, New York.
Democrat Harris telling her supporters there's too much at stake not to vote.
No one can sit on the sidelines.
A message probably resonates with Trump backers as well. On Wall Street this morning, ahead of the opening bell, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures are up 105 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 112. This is SRN News. A major study on transgenderism is being squashed.
It was funded by the National Institutes of Health to the tune of $10 million and looked at how giving children puberty blockers to help them live as the opposite sex affected their mental health. But head researcher Dr. Joanna Olson Kennedy tells the New York Times she will not release the findings because they indicate that the drugs did not help the kids, and says the results would be, quote, weaponized by critics of transgenderism. Dr. Olson Kennedy is a leading trans advocate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Experts are reluctant to predict what will happen in South Dakota on Election Day. It's one of 10 states that put ballot measures related to abortion before the voters. It's also one of 14 states that banned abortion at every stage of pregnancy after the Supreme Court struck down Roe versus Wade. South Dakota is reliably Republican in presidential elections. The only Democratic presidential candidate to carry the state the last 84 years was LBJ. This is SRN News. One Polish radio station stirs up controversy after dismissing its journalists, replacing them with AI-generated voices.
Weeks after letting its journalists go, Off-Radio Krakow announced it was relaunching with what it called the first experiment in Poland. The station said its three avatars are designed to reach younger listeners by speaking about cultural, art, and social issues. A journalist and film critic who until recently hosted a show on the radio station published an open letter protesting the replacement of employees with artificial intelligence.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. The start of the commercial Dungeness crab season in California has been delayed for the seventh straight year to protect humpback whales from becoming entangled in trap and buoy lines. The state says commercial crabbing will be delayed until at least December 1st. More details at srnnews.com.